is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
With that, a warm-hearted radio pulpit, good morning on this Monday morning, the 17th of November. It's overcast, it's raining, it's cold, it's wet, 14 degrees centigrade, and a warm heart greeting you from God's footstool. Trust to find you well, wherever you are on this Monday morning on the Spinning Rock. And on behalf of each and everyone at Radio Pulpit, Dominic Karel Verhoef, Wilma van Skalkwyk, Good News Time team, and Daybreak's Annette Daisel, yours truly, Wynand Rousseau, and everyone at Radio Pulpit saying, Abosheni, Molweni, Dumilang, Sanbonani, good morning, goeiemôre. Moenie vergeet dat jy nou ons kan luister op Jikelele, jy kan ons luister op Radio Hartklank, jy kan ons luister op I Am Youth Radio op kanaal 882 657 AM, jy kan luister op 607, OpenView, jy kan die app aflaai, and we all over the place. Not an excuse to find us, and if you're listening to Radio Pulpit this morning, it is such a privilege to be in your company. I want to share something with you that the Lord has laid on my heart, I do believe, in the early hours of this morning. And when I looked at the music on our playlist, I could find songs about Psalms 34. Psalms 23, Psalms 13, Psalms 121, Psalms 48, Psalms 100, Psalms 119, the longest psalm in the Bible, Psalms 8. The list is just endless, Psalms 61. But the one that I was looking for, Psalms 51, I only found one song. One song. Psalms 51 has got to do with 2 Corinthians 13:5. And I've spoken often on this radio station about 2 Corinthians 13:5. I just want to read it to you quickly and what it says. It's such an important scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says the following. It says, "Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Prove yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" Unless indeed you are disqualified. And looking at this modern day and age that we live in, you don't often hear Psalms 51 in churches, what it says and what it's all about. In fact, Psalms 51 is just 19 verses, just 19. But it cuts unto bone and it cuts unto marrow. Why? Because my Bible right at the top says it's all about confessions and forgiveness of sin. It's a song, it's to the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in with Bathsheba. It's a frightening, frightening psalm. And it's got to do with this modern day and age society and culture that we have one of "I'm not responsible." It's a mentality that we see all over the earth. It is not I. It is him, it is her, it is not me. And we fail to take responsibility. Listen, it started even in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the Garden of Eden. Adam was walking with his sons, Cain and Abel, and as they passed by the gates of the Garden of Eden, one of the boys asked, "What is that, Dad?" And Adam replied, "That's where your mother ate us out of house and home." And so Adam faced responsibility just like the modern day man. He blamed his wife. He blamed his wife. When you look at Psalms 51, it's a hard psalm to read. And I don't know why the Lord in the early hours of this morning laid it on my heart. But you find Nathan the prophet that confronts David with a story of terrible wrongdoing. King David, he says, a poor man's lamb was stolen and eaten by a rich man, giving a party. What shall be done? And David reacted instantly, that man shall die. David's words. And Nathan looked at the ashen face of the king, King David, and shouted, you are that man. You are that man. And down from the throne tumbled the king, King David. The fountains of his soul broke as pent-up passion and remorse, shame, guilt, anxiety, a flood of tears. And here's the amazing thing. He went to the Lord. He went to the unseen, omniscient, omnipotent, all-powerful, majestic God. He ran to God. And his first words is, have mercy on me, for I acknowledge my transgression. Psalms 51 and verse 1. And so in the early hours, you might say, well, I've not committed adultery. But in our very DNA, we struggle with sin. We struggle with terrible things. The word of the Lord says, Jeremiah 17:9, who knows the depth of the heart? But it's amazing to look at Psalms 51 and you see without hesitation, David takes full responsibility. A king, the guy at the top who holds absolute power, living beyond the reach of people. Why confess? Why confess in this modern day and age? A modern man would say, well, it's Bathsheba's fault, you know, for bathing naked in the moonlight on the roof. She should have had a shower curtain. It's entrapment. Nathan, you prude. You're out of step, Nathan, with a new morality. The amazing thing is, my brother, my sister, beloved, David never tried to blame Uriah either. He took the responsibility. It's amazing if you read it, Psalms 51. David's confession. He confesses transgression. He confesses iniquity. He confesses sin. A three-part confession. An open rebellion against God, knowing what he did was wrong, yet he did it anyway. Transgression. His iniquity, trying to hide his sin. Aren't we like that? You and I sometimes? We knowingly do things and we try and hide it. Even in the early hours of this morning, maybe you've done some stuff over the weekend and you try and hide it from the Lord. In David's case, he murdered Uriah, trying to conceal the fact that he got Bathsheba pregnant. It's a frightening story. Listen, there's no such thing as a secret sin. Sooner or later, God will expose all deception. Shout it from the rooftops. David confessing his sin. The murder of Uriah. Breaking fellowship with the Lord. You know what David said? Against you and you alone. You only, Lord, I have sinned. David cried out, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean again. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Isn't it amazing? In the early hours of this morning, it's almost a sigh of relief. Phew, that's not me, you know. That's David. That's Davidson. I'm so glad I'm not David. And yet, the Lord charge us to take responsibility for our own shortcomings, our own transgressions, our own iniquities, our own sin, to start this day fresh and say, Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. And so many walking around with bitterness, the root of bitterness in their hearts. And we don't confess these things to the Lord. The list is just endless. And here you find David, purge me. Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Did you know that hyssop was the branch with which the blood of the lamb was applied over the doorpost of the Jewish homes in Egypt on the night of the Passover? It's a beautiful story, because once that blood was applied, the home was safe from the angel of death. Do you know that the Bible says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to his riches and grace? Ephesians 1:7. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. You see, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So David, when you read Psalms 51, go and read it. It's 19 verses. You even see David, the musician, could no longer enjoy music. Sinners destroyed his song. I know of a young man down in Cape Town that when he wakes up in the morning, he sings. He sings in the shower. He sings on his way to work. But I had a couple of dealings with him in which there was no song in the early hours of the morning in his heart. Sometimes sin destroy our songs. David begged of the Lord, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Psalms 51 verse 8. You see, sin will consume us. And I know on this Monday morning, you didn't switch on your radio to hear about sin and confession. But there's a reason where God laid this on our heart. Because hardly ever, when last, have you heard a teaching on Psalms 51. David says sin consumed him like the excruciating pain of a broken bone. There's forgiveness. There's light in the tunnel. Nathan told David, he said that God would forgive him. The Lord has put away your sin, David. 2 Samuel 12:13, the Lord has put away your sin. Listen, for 20th century Christians, 1 John 1 and verse 9, when last have you read that? I have heard it quoted on this radio station many a time. 1 John 1 and verse 9. If you've sinned before the Lord, if you've fallen flat on your face, and you think this morning, Lord, what shall become of me? 1 John 1 and verse 9. It says the following. If we, you and I, confess our sins, he is faithful and just to give us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a beautiful scripture, isn't it? And so in that we stand before the Lord. In that we say, thank you, Lord. Do your good, your pleasure in Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. That in this modern day and age, offensive to many people all over the world. Psalms 51, 18. It's not radio pulpit. It's the word of God. That says, and I want to say this to you, my brother, my sister, and maybe it's a hard thing to hear, but every man, woman, everybody stands before God and we make decisions to stop the alarm clock, to get up, to make coffee, to brush teeth, to get dressed, to go to work. It's all decisions. Are you choosing the New Jerusalem or are you choosing the lake of fire? Are you choosing to hide your transgressions, your iniquities, your sins? Are you willing to run to the Lord in your inner room, on your knees? Lord, this weekend is gone. Lord, yesterday. Lord, day before yesterday. Lord, last week. To confess to the Lord. If we confess our transgressions, He is faithful and just. Isn't it a beautiful scripture? To forgive our sins, our iniquities, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Psalms 103 says, as far as the east is from the west. Isn't it? As far as the east is from the west. What are you choosing this morning? The New Jerusalem or the lake of fire? It's about time we take responsibility for our lives, that we stop making silly excuses. Our eternal soul is at stake. Like David, David confessed to the Lord. I've been to churches where they're so scared of the word sin, they speak simply about the unchurched. We must accept the guilty as charged verdict and confess our sins. But here's the beautiful promise. God will rush to blot them out, never to remember them again. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so I found a beautiful song that I want to share with you this morning. But can I ask you to go and read Psalms 51? Again, 19 verses. And if there's any hidden iniquity, any hidden sin, any hidden transgression in your life, to start this day fresh and new before the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. Before your throne of grace, cleanse me, purge me with hyssop, as David prayed in verse 7. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Would it be okay if, because the song that I found about Psalms 51 is so special, that as you worship the Lord, as you breathe worship through this music to the Lord, that you would ask forgiveness for the Lord. Start with a clean heart. Start with a clean day. Would that be okay with you? As you listen to the words of this song. It's by Praise Elohim. It's called Creating Me a Clean Heart. And it's Psalms 51. I trust that you will be blessed by it.